我们下午跟弟兄姐妹一起共同学习的是我们读经的进度列王记的概述。
And so today, according to our Bible reading schedule, we will be going over an outline of the first and second Kings.
列王记分成列王记上跟记下。
And so it is divided into two books, the first and second Kings.
它是接替在撒母耳记上记下后面。
And they follow first and second Samuel.
那撒母耳记主要记载的是以色列人他们进到迦南地之后他们求王建立了自己的国家。
So first and second Samuel mostly record how after the Israelites entered the kingdom, the land of Canaan, they established their kingdom after asking for a king.
这个国家一开始建立前面的两个君王。
And the first two kings of this newly established kingdom.
就是扫罗跟大卫。
Which are Saul and David.
列王记上记载的是大卫王朝到整个以色列国家他们灭亡被掳到外邦去。
And so, in 1st and 2nd Kings, it talks about how from David through to how the entire kingdom of Israel was exiled by foreigners.
包含着这个王朝的分裂，北边以色列国跟南边的犹大国。
And including the division of the kingdom into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah.
那每当我们在读这个历史书的时候一来让我们觉得读得津津有味，因为非常的生动跟活泼。
And when we read these as a historical record, we are very excited as we read about all these different events going on.
也觉得跟我们生活上很类似，有这种同感。
And there are some similarities between that and our daily lives.
但另外一方面也因为在这个列王里头有许多的王他们的名字很类似甚至是相同也让我们在读起来有一点混淆。
And so some of these kings have very similar names, if not the identical names, so it makes it a little confusing for us as we read through them.
那所以每当我们在读列王记历代志都会让我们觉得读起来感觉很生动活泼有趣但是要把它记住确实又是很困难的事情。
So as we read through the books of the Kings and the Chronicles, it's very interesting and it keeps our attention, but at the same time, it can be difficult to remember.
所以下午小弟想跟我们就列王记来做一次分享。
And so this afternoon, I will do some sharing on the books of the Kings.
那列王记跟这个历代志他们记载的都是犹太人在王国里头的历史。
And so both the books of the Kings and the Chronicles record the history of the Jewish people.
但不同的是他们的角度不同。
The difference is the angle with which they tell the story.
如果我们在读历代志的时候会发现说他的这个重点只局限在南边的犹大国。
And when we read the Chronicles, the focus is on the southern kingdom of Judah.
也就是大卫王朝。
And the time of David.
甚至从这个他们的祖先怎么样来怎么样这个出埃及，怎么进到迦南地怎么建立自己的国家。
And even from how their ancestors left Egypt, came to Canaan and established their kingdom.
这个有一点是这个大卫王朝他正就是真正的这个历史以他大卫王朝为中心的一个这个角度在看。
So it records it from the angle of the true history of David and his rule.
每个国家都会为自己写历史。
And every country will write their own history.
当然都是用自己国家为中心的立场在写历史。
And it is always centered around the country.
那但是列王记就不太一样。
But then the books of the Kings are a little bit different.
列王记是以这个好像在野的而不是在朝当政是在野的这个观察在写这个历史。
And it is written from the perspective of an observer.
所以一个是纵观，一个是横观。
And so one is from the perspective of the observer, and the other is looking with a country as the center.
哦，那历代志，它只记载哦这个大卫的王朝，没有啊记载到北边的哦以色列国或者周遭的国家。
And so the Chronicles focuses mostly on Judah, not on Israel or any of the neighboring countries.
好，但是列王记就有这些的记载。
But then all of the rest of that is recorded in the Kings.
不单记载犹大国，也记载北边的以色列国，甚至周遭的国家也都记载很详细。
And it records details on Judah as well as Israel and all the neighboring countries.
这个是两卷经书最大的不同。
And so this is the biggest difference between these two books.
好，那下午我们就以这个列王记来做分享。
So this afternoon, let us share about the books of the Kings.
那列王记一开始记载的就是大卫年迈，所罗门王继位。
And so the book of the Kings starts with David passing on the reign to Solomon.
那所罗门王继位之后。他遵行了大卫的两件遗命。
And so after that, he followed David's two major commands to him.
一个就是把他爸爸所交代给他那一些曾经对国家或者对他的王朝有威胁的人做一个处理。
And it's the first that he had to take care of all those who had threatened their kingdom during David's rule.
包含这个包含当时曾经是大卫王朝的将军约押。
And including what Joab had done under David.
还有在之前的扫罗王朝的支持者示美。
And also Shimei who had previously supported Saul.
这个是所罗门王遵行大卫的第一个遗命。
And so this was the first charge that David made to Solomon.
那第二个遗命就是大卫的他未完成的遗愿就是为神建圣殿。
And the second was his unfulfilled wish to build God's temple.
这个也在这个所罗门继位当王之后来完成。
And this is what Solomon had to fulfill when he became king.
所罗门王把全国分成十二个行政区。
And so Solomon divided up the country into 12 tribes.
由这个十二个行政区来提供整个王朝的开销经费以及献祭对神的敬拜。
And he divided them up in order that they could manage the administration and also worship and sacrifice.
由每个支派轮班来提供来执行。
And every tribe would take turns with their service.
那也为了要为神来建圣殿跟这个北边的推罗王来这个联系有关建材方面的资源。
And so they did communicate with their neighboring kings so that they could collaborate.
那从北边这个运到南边的这个约帕港。
And so they had to import supplies from the north.
把这个建筑圣殿所需要的这个木材从北边的推罗运到这个南边的约帕。
And so that all the supplies that they needed, they were able to transport from Tyre to Joppa.
再运进耶路撒冷。
And then into Jerusalem.
那会幕是这个以色列百姓在出埃及进到迦南地的过渡的敬拜神的中心。
And so prior to the temple, the tabernacle was the center of worship for the Israelites.
它长有30轴，宽有10轴，高有这个10轴。
And so the dimensions were 30 by 10 by 10 cubits.
那是这个以色列人当时在出埃及旷野漂流的时候他们敬拜神的地方。
And so as they were wandering, this is what they used to worship God.
但是进到这个迦南地这个所罗门王为神照他爸爸的遗愿建了圣殿。
But once they entered the land of Canaan, according to David's wishes, Solomon had built a temple.
那所罗门王所建的圣殿，我们看这个尺寸 几乎是会幕的这个一倍。
And so if we look at the dimensions of the temple, it is approximately double of the tabernacle.
长从30变60，宽从10变20。
In the length, width, and height, you can see it goes from 30 to 60 and 10 to 20, respectively.
那高度啊，甚至是会幕的三倍高。
And the height is actually 3 times the tabernacle.
那不但是建造会幕，包含会幕里头一切服侍神所必备的东西。
And all the items inside to serve the Lord with.
这个最里面是至圣所。
And so the innermost sanctuary.
外面是圣所。
And then the second layer.
这个再来就是里面的摆设。
And then everything inside the temple.
包含金灯台、金香炉，还有金桌子。
There were golden lamps and golden tables.
那外面有这个祭司要献祭用的这个祭坛。
And outside there is an altar for the high priest to make sacrifices.
还有的就是要洁净用的这些铜海，还有盆座。
And there were various vessels for cleansing.
这个是所罗门王他所为神建造的圣殿。
And so this is the temple that Solomon built for God.
那当所罗门王年老的时候。
And when Solomon grew old.
那这个因为他政治联姻娶了很多的外族的公主啦，成为他的嫔妃。
And so for political reasons, he had married many wives from neighboring countries.
到了年老啊，就随从这些外族的这些妃嫔啊，去离弃神，敬拜偶像。
And as he grew older, he followed their worship practices and worshipped idols.
那就惹神发怒。所以当他过世之后啊，国家就分成两边了。
And he incurred God's wrath, so after his death, Israel was split into two.
北边啊，由十个支派所组成成立以色列国。
And so the northern kingdom was 10 tribes, which made up Israel.
那南边啊，继续由犹大的后裔来统治成为犹大国。
And so the southern kingdom continued with the tribe of Judah.
这是以色列，南边是犹大。
And so we can see the southern kingdom, Judah.
那王国分裂之后，原本在这个大卫还有所罗门王全盛时期朝贡他们的外邦也纷纷的背叛。
And so the neighboring countries which were formerly obedient, they had started to rebel.
北边有亚兰。
And so in the north was Aram.
这是当时最大的一个外患。
And at the time, they were one of the greatest threats.
在这个南边有腓力士人。
And in the south, there were Philistines.
这分别是北边的以色列国跟南边犹大国他们最主要的敌人。
And so these became the two main enemies of both the northern and southern kingdoms.
那除了这个亚兰这个东边的亚门。
And so other than Aram, there was also Ammon.
还有东南边的摩押。
And then Moab.
还有最南边的以东啊。
And then Edom in the very south.
也纷纷的背叛他们。
And so all of them rebelled.
也为这个以色列国带来很大的威胁。
And they were a great danger to the Israel people.
所以一个离弃神的这个政权或者是个人得不到神的帮助。
And so after you leave God, you are not able to receive his help.
就会任凭周遭的仇敌来欺负来凌虐。
And therefore they were under the attack of their enemies.
同样的一个基督徒如果我们离弃神。
In the same way, if a Christian leaves God,
魔鬼就会欺负就会来凌辱我们。
Then Satan will attack us.
所以我们千万不要落入到像所罗门王或者之前的扫罗王的下场。
So we cannot be like Solomon or like Saul before him.
那北边的这个犹大以色列国以这个耶罗波安为主。
And so in the northern kingdom, they had Jeroboam as king.
但当时圣殿是在南朝就是犹大国的耶路撒冷首都。
So at the time, the temple was in Jerusalem, which was the capital of the southern kingdom.
那到了这个敬拜的节期 北边以色列国的这个支派，四个支派，他们必须要南下到犹大国的耶路撒冷的圣殿来拜神。
So when it was time to worship, the northern kingdom would have to travel all the way to Jerusalem to worship at the temple.
那这个举动啊，让北边以色列国的君王耶罗伯安非常的不安。
But this made Jeroboam very nervous.
很怕说有朝一日这个去敬拜神的这些百姓们会回来推翻自己。
And he was worried that these people might incite a rebellion when they come back from their pilgrimage.
所以他就想了一个替代的方法。
So he thought of a substitute.
他就在自己国家的南北北边的但跟南边的伯特利分别设立了金牛犊。
So within his own kingdom, he established golden cows in Bethel and Dan for worship.
并不是他们改变信仰拜牛
And so then they changed their worship to worship cows.
而是他用牛犊来替代真神。
And these cows were a replacement for the true God.
把偶像当真神。
Because these idols became the true God.
他明显的违反这个神借着摩西所颁布的不可拜偶像的诫命。
And clearly this is against the commandment Moses brought us that we cannot worship idols.
他忘记了当时神借着先知告诉他的。只要他遵行神眼中看为正的事情。
And he forgot that the prophet had told him that he must do all that is right in the eyes of God.
神必定会坚固他的国位，如同神坚固大卫王朝一样。
And if he did so, God would strengthen his kingdom just as he strengthened David's.
我们如果从这个土地上来看，或者是从实际上这个以色列国的国势来看，他都大于南边的犹大。强于南边的犹大国。
If we look from a practical standpoint or a geographic standpoint, he was greater than the kingdom of Judah in what he had in Israel.
但是这个以色列王耶罗伯安却把神当日对他的应许摆到一旁去了。
But the king Jeroboam put what God had promised him to the side.
用人的意识跟想法。要来保护自己，要来巩固自己的权力领导中心。
And he used the ideas of human instead of God to protect what he had.
甚至不惜来违背神的律法。
And he disobeyed God's law.
这个也是很多时候世人们在成功发达之后离开神、背弃神的实际写照。
So this happens when a lot of times people become successful and then they leave the ways of God.
当日耶罗伯安不费一兵一卒，成功的拿走整个国家的一大半，得着十个支派的支持。
So at the very beginning, Jeroboam was able to successfully gain 10 tribes of Israel.
谁给他的？
And who gave it to him?
是神给他，不是靠他自己办到的。
God gave it to him. He did not earn them on his own.
但是如今却把神当日的这个祝福跟给予忘得一干二净。
But then he forgot completely about God's blessing.
仿佛是靠自己这个开疆辟土南征北讨打下江山的。
And so he relied on himself to be victorious.
要靠自己的方法来保有自己的这个政权。
And so he relied on his own ways to preserve his power.
让我们觉得这也是让我们觉得很可笑。也觉得很悲哀。
And this is very ridiculous and kind of pathetic.
很多时候我们也像耶罗伯安一样。
But many times we are also like Jeroboam.
当我们忘记了我们往日还没有信主之前那个悲惨、那个可怜的这个样子。
And we forgot all the suffering that we had before we ever came to God.
因着神的怜悯、祝福，拥有今天的光景。
And through his mercy and blessing, we were able to be here today.
我们却误以为是靠我们自己的努力，还有我们的意志而成功的。
And yet we think it is because of our own will and power that we have succeeded today.
甚至像耶罗伯安一样要靠着自己的方法，甚至不惜违背神、离开神，来保有目前所拥有的成就。
And just like Jeroboam, we want to rely on our own ways to preserve everything that we have today.
结果是悲惨的哦。
And in the end, it is very tragic.
我们继续来看。
Let us continue.
好，这个就是哈耶路波安啊，为以色列百姓哈所造的金牛犊啊，要他们来敬拜。
And this is one of the golden cows that Jeroboam had erected so that the Israelites could come worship.
替代的危机啊，一直存在于我们今日的教会。
And so this persists until the modern church today.
我们用不属于神不是从神而来的人也好，事情也好，东西也好，要来替代神该有的荣耀，该有的位置，该有的影响。
And whether it's other things or people or ideas that we use to replace what should be God and what should belong to God.
所以想一想啊，我们没有在拜偶像吗？
So when we think about it, aren't we worshiping idols also?
很多时候有形无形的这个东西啊，人也好，事情也好，甚至是组织也好，都会成为我们的偶像。
And then these people, things, or ideas end up becoming our idols.
会来替代神应该拥有那个永恒不变的这个全能。
And it replaces the everlasting power that belongs to God.
比如说有人呢以这个组织来替代神。
For example, some ideas may replace God.
认为组织就像神一样。
Because they are like God.
组织的决定就等于是真理。
And so whatever decisions are made, that becomes the truth.
却不知道说组织也是人设立的。
Until you realize those have all been established by humans.
不是我们应该来敬拜的对象。
And not something we should worship.
那也有人把自己所认为的真理来当神来敬拜。
And sometimes we establish our own truths and then we worship them as God.
曾经在神学的这个探讨里头有一种主张叫做神是不可知。
And so there used to be a way of thinking that God could not know.
就好像说蚂蚁没办法知道人一样。
Just like how ants could not possibly understand humans.
那人怎么可能知道神？
So how could humans understand God?
所以神是我们人不知道的。
So God is not knowable by human.
这样的说法只是对的一半。
And so this is really only part of the truth.
神当然是人所不能够全知的。
Of course we cannot fully comprehend God.
但是神愿意人认识他。
But God is willing to let us know him.
所以在神的启示之下，人是有限度、有条件的可以来认识神。
So through God's revelation, we are able to get some more knowledge about him.
就算是局部的，就算是有局限的，总算人能够一窥神他的真面目。
Even if it is limited, we can understand the truths of God.
借着神他乐意给人的启示。
And through his very willing revelations to man.
但是毕竟人能够理解的能够明白的有限。
But it is limited what humans can understand.
但是如果人自认为自己能够像神一样的全知全能。
But if we think that we are omniscient and omnipresent like God,
那人并不是在接受神的启示，而是在创造神。
Then we are not accepting his truths, but we are creating our own gods.
当然人自己造出来的神并不是真正的那一位神。
And of course, the gods we create is not the true God.
所以同样的，人有限的理智，有限的智慧啊。对神真理的了解也是有局限。
So our limited wisdom and understanding can only take it so far when we try to know God.
如果把有局限的所了解的真理认为就是神的真理神的本身。
So if we assume our limited truth is the true nature of God,
那我们也是在拜偶像。
Then we are also worshiping idols.
所以愿我们都能够真正谦卑。
So may we all be truly humble.
能够知道自己的有限性。
And understand our limited nature.
在神自己以外，不为自己来制造偶像。
And so that other than God, we do not create any idols for ourselves.
无论你的企图是什么。
Regardless of who we are.
是好的，是不好的。
Good or bad.
都求神怜悯。
May God understand.
以色列国耶罗波安是为了巩固自己 的这个领导地位，所以他制造出偶像来替代。
And Jeroboam created idols to replace God so that he could preserve his power.
哦，结果啊，我们如果在读哦这个圣经和读那列王记的时候，哦，经常会看到哦神一直在追究一件事情。
And if we read the books of the kings, we'll see that God is pursuing one thing.
就是离不开尼巴的儿子是以色列人所犯的那罪。
When he talks about Israel, he will often refer to how many of the kings followed the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat.
那个罪就是继续敬拜那个牛犊。
And that sin was to continue worshiping those golden cows.
牛犊为什么那么迷人？
And why is it that they were so mesmerizing to the people?
因为那是北国镇国之宝。
Because those were established by the northern kingdom.
如果没有那个牛犊啊。
And without these cows,
哎，那他们拜的也是真神，跟南国一样。
Then it means they worship the true God, which is the same as what Judah worshipped.
哦，那就统一了。
Then they are unified.
所以必须要，哦，就好像说要改国号、改国歌、改国旗啊，来分别哦两边的不同。
It's like establishing a new national anthem or a flag. You need to show that you're different.
哦，人间的国家，国歌。国旗、国号都可以改变，没有什么关系。
And it is true, you can change things like the anthem or the flag.
哦，但是真神的名号。
But the true God and His symbol.
哦，神的本身是不容人来做任何的污蔑。
And God Himself cannot be changed or corrupted by man.
哦，那就因为既得的利益跟好处。
And so, if you just look at the benefits,
当历代以来的以色列君王，北边哦，北国的以色列君王没有办法来超越、来跳脱这个罪。
All the kings of the northern kingdom were unable to overcome this sin.
哦，今天呢，我们也应该要引以为戒。
And so today we should be careful.
哦，不让任何替代神的东西。来充满我们的心
，so that nothing that replaces God can fill our hearts，
来取代神应有的地位
，and replace the position that He should have。
哦，这个拜偶像是违背的神哈啊，十诫里头的第二诫。
And worshiping idols is disobeying the second commandment from God。
哦，那到了后来。哦，甚至啊，这个情况是每况愈下。
And then later, this became a very common occurrence.
哦，那个，哦，更坏的君王啊，哦，不但拜哦这个替代的哦这个二手货。
And so these evil kings did not only worship these second-hand idols.
哎，替代神的那个牛犊啊，甚至直接拜起偶像来了。
They didn't only worship these replaced cows; they worshipped other idols as well.
哎。违反了哦，十诫当中的第一条。
And they disobeyed the first commandment.
哦，就是除了神以外，不可有其他的神。
It is that you shall have no other gods before me.
哦，所以他们敬拜周遭的迦南人所拜的偶像假神。
And so they worshipped the false gods that the Canaanites worshipped.
哦，像巴利，像这个亚瑟拉。
And such as Baal and Asherah.
哦，这个就是哦，这个巴利啊，是他们的农神。
And so Baal was their god of agriculture.
哦，那这个这是巴利哈。
And this is Baal.
哦，那这个是亚瑟拉。
And that is Asherah.
哦，那相传这个亚瑟拉是巴利的太太。
And Asherah is Baal's wife.
哦，那亚瑟拉他是掌管哈这个生育的神。
And Asherah is the goddess of fertility.
哦，那所以在这个敬拜的仪式，哦，充满着淫乱。
And so within her worship, there was much corruption.
哦，借着啊，跟这个哦祭司哈啊，这个巴利的祭司啊，行淫来拜他们的神。
And they committed many evils in the worship of these gods.
哦，自古以来，食色性也哦，这个是人身肉体本身哈的基本需求。
And so this was in order to satisfy their own flesh.
哦，人要吃。人要传宗接代，这个是本能，是 nature。
And so it's natural for us to have these fleshly desires.
哦，但是这个偶像假神，他们借着这个人的 nature， 哦，的哦啊混乱，来敬拜他们的神。
But the worship of these false gods took advantage of this human nature to create even more evil.
对比于敬拜真神的以色列的这个敬拜的方法，当然，这个拜偶像的，这个迦南人的这个淫乱的崇拜仪式啊，更加能够直接的吸引。
And so compared to the way that the true God was worshipped, these corrupt practices were able to tempt the Israelites.
因为放纵情欲啊。
Because the focus was on desires.
所以很自然的就吸引敬拜真神的子民啊。
So naturally, the people who worshipped the true God were interested and enticed.
去加入他们那种邪恶的崇拜。
And so they joined these evil practices.
所以今天我们来想一想我们的敬拜。
So today, let us think about our worship.
我们会不会也因为体贴我们自己肉体的情欲而有所改变？
Do we ever change our practices so that we can make it more convenient for our flesh and our desires?
虽然我们还不至于说换个神在敬拜。
Even though we may not blatantly switch a god to worship.
像当时的以色列百姓去拜偶像假神。
And like the Israelites who went and purposely sought out false gods.
但是我们会不会也会有同样的心态？
But do we have the same attitude?
想要把我们对真神的敬拜用人的方法把它变得更加的符合肉体情欲的需求。
Do we want to use man's way to worship God so it's more fulfilling or more enjoyable for us?
越来越重视人。所以这个敬拜的主角已经从神而变成人了。
So that in the center of worship, we focus on people instead of God.
从神的悦纳转变成人要献什么。
So through God's acceptance to what is it that we want to give.
在教会里面，我们也要小心这样的混淆。
So in church, we must be careful of this.
不再是神是不是悦纳我们的服事，而变成说我想要做什么来服事神。
Instead of thinking about what kind of worship God will accept from us, we think about what am I willing to give to God.
要怎么样做才会更有趣、更轻松、更加的好玩。
How could I make this easier or more fun or more interesting?
那如果这个不是神所要的，不是神所悦纳的献祭。
And if God does not want this or accept this,
那我们跟拜偶像又有什么不一样呢？
Then how are we different from idol worshippers?
这个是值得我们自我去省察。
And this is something we must reflect upon ourselves.
我今天是真神假拜。
Today I am worshipping falsely the true God.
用拜偶像的方法来敬拜神。
I am using the way of worshipping an idol to worship the true God.
用要讨人喜悦的方式要来讨神喜悦。
I'm using ways that are pleasing to man in order to please God.
对不起，神可不卖账。
I'm sorry, but it doesn't work this way.
所以这个也是我们要小心的。
So this is something we need to be careful of.
那南边犹大国的信仰状况是时好时坏。
And so the faith of the southern kingdom was up and down.
坏的时候他们也拜偶像了。
When it was bad, they also worshipped idols.
比如说在这个马拿西的时代。
Like under the rule of Manasseh.
他觉得说拜真神，神又没有保佑。
And he felt like if you worship the true God, it's not like he's protected us.
那这个敌人他们拜他们的神有保佑。
And the enemies worship their own gods and they get protection.
比我强。
And they're stronger than me.
我干脆就不要拜真神了，我改去拜他们的神了。
I don't want to worship the true God, I'll worship their gods.
甚至把神的殿门给关了起来。
And he actually closed the doors of God's temple.
把里头敬拜神的器皿通通毁坏掉。
And all the holy vessels were destroyed.
直接拜偶像起来了。
And he just directly worshipped the idols.
这个南国这个信仰也曾经堕落到那样不可收拾的局面。
So the southern kingdom's faith had fallen to such a terrible state.
那好了一点的时候他们的君王他们还是敬拜真神。
And so in better times, the kings knew to worship the true God.
那经常在圣经强调一点就是百姓却仍在丘坛献祭。
And so it often mentions how they worshipped on the altar.
什么是丘坛？
And what is this altar?
丘坛就是原本这个拜偶像的人他们拜神的地方。
And these altars were placed where they had originally worshipped idols.
那当他们把这个拜偶像的人赶走了之后。
And after these idol worshippers were chased out.
他就直接就在这个现成的 拜偶像的地方啊，来拜神。
And so at this site, they would directly worship the true God. 哦，
那或许我们弟兄姐妹会直接想到，那今天我们如果啊买了一个庙，把它改成教会，可不可以哦？
So we might think, well, what if we took a Buddhist temple and were to convert it into a church? Is that okay?
那如果再把它往前再过度引申，那今天我们买了这个其他的基督教派的会堂，把它改成拜神的地方，可以不可以？
Or if we purchase a church of another Christian denomination and we turn it into our church, is that okay?
那其实在旧约里头，神责备他们说仍然在丘坛献祭啊，应该不是指着我们今天哦所说的哦这个在硬体哈物质的硬体上的改变呢。
And so in the Old Testament, while God may have pointed this out, it doesn't necessarily apply today.
今天神的殿已经成型在我们的心里面。
Because God's temple is in our hearts today.
因为圣灵住到我们心里头。
Because the Holy Spirit lives within our hearts.
所以我们每个人的心殿就是敬拜神的地方。
Because everyone's hearts is where you worship.
好，那什么叫做在丘坛献祭？
So what does it mean to worship on these high places?
丘坛原本是拜偶像的地方。
Originally, this is where idols were worshipped.
你用拜偶像的基础、拜偶像的观念，在拜真神，这个就是在丘坛献祭。
So if you use the practices of idol worshipping to then worship the true God.
所以如果我们的生命没有被耶稣基督、没有被圣灵彻底的更新改变。
If our lives are not truly changed by the foundation of God,
我们的丘坛没有毁掉，
then we have not eliminated our high places.
我们的圣殿没有被建立，
and our temple has not been constructed.
那我们的敬拜就像在丘坛献祭一样。
So then our worship is based on idol practice.
我想这个才是圣经里头在丘坛献祭所要给我们的提醒吧。
And so this is what I believe the teaching to be about the worship on the high places.
而不是指着在这个硬体上了
And not on the physical building.
那不然的话那只能买地来盖会堂
Otherwise, it means
就像当时所罗门王盖圣殿一样。
It means that we can only buy land and build up our own churches, just like Solomon did with the temple.
应该不是这样
But this should not be the teaching.
那顺便告诉我们弟兄姐妹那个。纽约法拉盛购买会堂的后续情况。
And I thought I would take a chance to update everyone on the chapel purchase of Flushing.
原本他们这个原来的 owner 跟这个他们的市政府好像有一些纠纷
And the original owner had some conflicts with the government.
那现在这个纠纷已经告一个段落。
And so this conflict has reached a point.
那教会已经正式签约了。
And the church has already signed the contract.
我们也继续帮法拉盛他们的购置会堂来祷告。
And so let us continue to pray for this chapel purchase.
也为我们自己我们自己这个西北教区东湾祈祷所在寻找会堂的事情我们也继续祷告。
And let us also pray for our own the chapel purchase of our own area in East Bay.
求神啊。为我们预备一个适当而且神所要立名的地方。
And may God prepare an appropriate place where He can establish His name.
来发展圣工。
So that holy work can continue to grow.
那在这个南北两朝两国分裂的时候这个神也特别差兴起这个先知差派他们成为以色列人他们信仰上的帮助跟提醒警告。
So during the split of the kingdom, God also prepared many prophets to serve reminders and give warnings to the people.
有些先知他们有留下著作，那有些先知他们没有留下著作。
And so some prophets left written records while others did not.
但是同样都对当时那个世代提出这个。暮鼓晨钟般的提醒。
But they all provided reminders to the people.
这个是列王记上的先知。
And these are the prophets within the books of the kings.
拿单对大卫指出大卫犯罪的那一位先知。
There was the prophet Nathan who pointed out David's sin.
亚西亚就是对耶罗波安提出警告。
And there was a prophet Ahijah who pointed out, who gave a warning to Rehoboam.
是玛雅对罗波安王。
And there was Shemaiah for King Jeroboam.
还有那个不知名的这个神人到这个伯特利去对这个耶罗波安这个预言跟传警告。
And there was the nameless man of God who went to Bethel to warn Jeroboam.
耶户对这个巴沙。
And then there was Jehu for King Baasha.
再来就是我们很熟悉的这个以利亚。
And then there's the very familiar prophet Elijah.
还有这个与众不同的米该亚。
And then also Micaiah.
这个是列王记上的先知们。
And these are the prophets within the books of the kings.
那列王记下除了以利亚就是以利沙接替他的这个做先知的。
And after Elijah came Elisha.
那还有就是以赛亚先知。
And there was also the prophet Isaiah.
还有一位是这个户勒大。
And there was the prophet Huldah.
那其实除此之外还有但是不是记载在这个列王记下的。
And of course there are many more prophets, but they were not all recorded within the kings.
比如就是那个泪眼先知耶利米。
For example, the weeping prophet Jeremiah.
这个也是在这个犹大国要亡国的时候的先知。
And he was a prophet during the time of Judah when it was falling.
那南北两边的这个国王
And the kings of the southern kingdom.
我们等一下我们再来详细来看。
We will look at the kings of both kingdoms more carefully.
北边以色列国总共经历了九个朝代。十九个君王。
And so the northern kingdom went through 19 kings.
没有一个是好的王。
And not one of them was good.
总共209年。
And their reign lasted 209 years.
在主前的722年被亚述帝国所消灭。
And in 722 BC, they were obliterated by Assyria.
十个支派被掳。
And so all 10 tribes were exiled.
那南边的犹大国他们是一脉相承是大卫王朝。
And so the southern kingdom was under after David's rule.
当中只是中断了一次。
And there was a brief break at one point.
就是被这个亚哈的女儿亚哈利亚篡位成为犹大国历史当中的武则天。
And so she, King Ahab's daughter Athaliah became an evil queen of Judah at one point.
同样她也是有十九个王。
And at the same time, they also had 19 kings.
好坏都有。
And there were good and there were bad kings.
她比这个北边的以色列国还久一点，总共有345年。
And it lasted longer than the northern kingdom at 345 years.
在主前的586年被巴比伦帝国所灭。
And so they were destroyed by Babylon in 586 BC.
百姓也被掳到巴比伦去。
And the people were exiled to Babylon.
这个是十个支派被掳到这个被亚述掳到外邦去的。
And this shows how the 10 tribes were exiled from their land into Assyria.
那他们从外地把这个外族人呢？把他迁移到这个撒玛利亚原本以色列北边以色列国的首都。
And so the original capital of Israel, Samaria, then ended up being inhabited by foreigners.
那这个是南边犹大国。
And so this is the southern kingdom, Judah.
犹大国被这个巴比伦所消灭。
And so they were conquered by Babylon.
他们也是被掳到巴比伦七十年。
And they were exiled to Babylon for 70 years.
所以我们来想想看
And so let us think about this.
以色列王朝一个神所亲自带领祝福的这个王国撑不到400年。
This kingdom was personally led and blessed by God, and they couldn't make it past 400 years.
那今天我们想一想难道我们的信仰是这么的脆弱
？So is our faith so fragile？
没有办法永续的来经营跟传承
？That we cannot continue and last？
是神不祝福呢，还是人 不行神眼中看为正的事情。
Is it because God is not blessing us, or is it because we're not doing right in the eyes of God?
哦，如果我们要用一句话来综合，哦，这个啊列王记，哦，要用一句话来做综合、做归纳的。
And if we could sum all of this up in just one phrase.
哦，那一句话就是行神眼中看为正的事。
It would be that doing right in the eyes of God.
好，那以下就是好列王记，列王记上记下的各章的章题啊。
And so these are the main topics of every chapter in 1st and 2nd Kings.
好，这是列王记下的。
And then this page is 2nd Kings.
好，这个我们弟兄姐妹也可以要在自己来做哈，在你在读那一章的时候，你把它找一个你自己认为的重点哦，便于你的。这个记忆的。
And so you can make your own list as you're doing your reading, and you can decide which part of that chapter you would like to be the main thing you remember from that chapter.
好，那刚刚哦，我们讲的这个是好。从这个扫罗开始。
And so it starts with Saul.
好，再来就是大卫王朝。
Next is the rule of David.
好，传给所罗门。
And then to Solomon.
好，那所罗门之后哦，就分裂成为犹大跟以色列。
And after that, it split into Judah and Israel.
好，那。分别哦，经历的十九个不同的王。
And then it went through 19 different kings.
哦，当中有他们两哈南北两国自己的征战内战。
And there are different civil wars as well as battles with the outside.
哦，也有外敌哈这个哦的攻击啊。
And there are attacks from outsiders.
哦，其中最后就是北国亡于亚述帝国。
And at the very end, the northern kingdom was conquered by Assyria.
那南国啊，亡于这个。巴比伦帝国。
And the southern kingdom fell to Babylon.
好，那这个就是南北两边的君王。
And this is a list of the kings of both the southern and northern kingdom.
好，这个哈，从罗伯安、耶罗伯安开始哈，各十九位。
And it starts with Jeroboam and Rehoboam, and there are 19 each for each kingdom.
那这个北边的哈，以色列。以色列国啊。
In the northern kingdom of Israel.
哦，这个每个颜色代表了一个王朝。
And so each color represents a different rule.
哦，从耶罗波安王朝，哦，然后被巴沙篡位，哦，巴沙王朝被新利篡位，新利又被暗利篡位，哦，那暗利最后被耶户篡位，那耶户又被沙龙，沙龙被米拿县，米拿县被米迦，哦，被比迦，比迦被何西亚。
And you can see the different colors represent a specific dynasty. And as the color changes, they were overtaken by another family. And that's why there are different rules.
哦，所以虽然是十九个王啊，但是分属于九个王朝啊。
And so even though there are 19 kings, it is split up into 9 dynasties.
哦，当中也有那个很短命，只当王当了七天了，当了一个礼拜就结束了。
And some of the kings reigned for a very short time. One only got to serve for one entire week.
我们看一个离弃神的政权。君王也好，哦，怎么会有平安？怎么会有太平
？So even if you're a king, if you leave God, how can there be peace?
哦，一个不行神眼中看为正的这个朝代也是这样。
And so these dynasties that did not do right by the eyes of God.
所以我们求神帮助我们在学习完哈这个以色列人他们国家的历史。
So as we ask God to help us understand and learn the history.
我们要记在我们的心里。
We must remember this in our hearts.
因为我们所行的都是神看眼中看为正的事情。
So that everything we do can be right in the eyes of God.
那是我们蒙福的根源。
And that is the foundation of our blessings.
那我们这个下午有关列王记的概览就到这边结束。
And so this afternoon our overview of the kings will end here.
那我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
378首。
378。
我们现在要来祷告。
We are now going to pray.
感谢神在安息生日聚会的带领。
Thank God for His guidance through this Holy Sabbath.
哦，那我们在聚会完之后，我们也求神继续来带领我们下个礼拜我们的一切日常生活的计划跟工作。
And after this Sabbath worship, we hope that God will continue to guide us throughout this week.
让我们都能够行在神看为正的事里头。
So that we can always do right in the eyes of God.
那在祷告的时候，我们也特别为我们所知道这个身体欠安的或者是软弱的弟兄姐妹以及我们需要带祷的慕道朋友向神来祈求祷告。
And when we pray, let us remember those who are ill, who are weak, and need our prayers.
也盼望我们在祷告之后我们也愿意来前往探访也好或者实际的关怀帮助也好。
And let's hope after we pray, let us think about practical ways we can actually help those in need.
把我们所知道的，我们所领受的，把它实践在我们的生活里面。
So that everything we know and everything we've received, we go and actually execute that in real life.
我们最后我们祷告15分钟同样的，我们要接受按手帮助祷告或者是您想要祈求圣灵的充满要求圣灵的浇灌，都可以到前面来。
And lastly, we are going to pray for 15 minutes. If there's anything you would like to pray for, please feel free to come forward.
我们同样也请教会的长职来协助按手。
And we will ask the holy workers to lay hands.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.